The next article is also from the Villager magazine, though it does appear in several other Village magazines. Wallingford Emergency Food Bank. In recent months, the numbers needing food bank donations has more than doubled. Their app, Bank the Food, is designed to prompt you as you enter a store with a donation point, but you can use it to check what is especially needed when you are shopping elsewhere. You can download it in the usual way and put in your postcode, then follow Wallingford Food Bank. For ideas as to what to donate, besides tinned fish and baked beans and dried pasta, please consider tinned vegetables, long life milk and juice, jars of coffee and tea, tinned potatoes, tinned meat meals, tinned rice pudding, and custard and cereal and jam. And this message from someone who is happily in the position of no longer needing food bank help illustrates the value of all the donations and the volunteers' hard work. And the grateful recipient writes, "I remember when our first food bank delivery came. The kids thought it was like Christmas, even though it was ordinary food. The thoughtful little extras at Christmas and Easter make us feel that the world cared. The food bank was an absolute lifeline at certain points in our journey. It meant the children have never had to experience real hunger or go without a meal. Having come from domestic abuse, it was more than just food. It was knowing the world cared and there were good people doing good things. It meant a lot, more than you could imagine." And the article about the food bank was written by Alice Penny, who's the food bank manager.